You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price. Joining me now on the phone is John French, who's the planetarium presenter at Abrams Planetarium at MSU. Good evening. How are you, John?
Good, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening. You know, I was trying to think earlier as I was looking outside at the snow and so forth coming down of fun things to do in the area with family and friends and so forth, and the planetarium came to mind. Why don't you start by giving us a little bit of the history and some background of the Abrams Planetarium, which is on MSU's campus?
Okay, sure. Yeah, the planetarium was, built back in 1963. And it's been around on the campus for quite some time. It was paid for by a grant given by Ted Abrams, who was a pioneer in aerial photography and a local guy. And he gave the money to build the planetarium, and we've been running here ever since here at MSU.
Very good. What kind of programs educationally and I guess basically educationally go on at the planetarium? I've been on several field trips there over the years.
Right, yeah. Well, during the week, we have a lot of schools that come out for field trips to see planetarium shows, and we talk about the night sky and talk about a lot of other topics in astronomy. But we are open to the public, and so on the weekends, every Friday and Saturday night at 8 and Sundays at 2:30 and 4, we have shows for the public, and anybody can come on out and see a show, and it very rarely sells out, so you don't have to get tickets ahead of time. Just show up about a half hour before the show and come on in, and you can learn about the stars. We have different shows that we run at different times.
I was going to say, if I come to the show tonight or tomorrow night at 8 or Sunday at 4, what am I going to learn? What am I going to see?
Right. Well, this weekend we're doing a show called How to Build a Planet, and it's a show that talks about planetary formation and how the Earth formed and how, with different conditions, different types of planets could form around stars. Pretty interesting show, a lot of fun. And all of our shows, after the recorded part of the show is over, we do a live star talk where we take about a half hour to just talk about the night sky and the kinds of things that you can see in the sky. And I know for a lot of people, they say that's really the best part of the show, just learning about what's up in the night sky. And if it's clear, what we like to do is after the show is over, we usually try to have a telescope set up right in front of the building, and we can point out some of the things that are currently up in the sky. Like right now, there's a nice crescent moon and Jupiter up there in the sky. Unfortunately, the clouds are blocking our view, so we probably won't see it tonight.
Now, do you find you must enjoy the fact giving these presentations, John? It must be kind of like oohs and ahs with fireworks going on. Is they're seeing some of this overhead?
Oh yeah, it's it's a lot of fun to hear the reaction from the audience and hear some oohs and ahs when we bring the lights down and those stars come out and shine up there on our planetarium dome.
What is the Digistar system, if I may ask about that?
Okay, yeah. Well, the Digistar is essentially the brand of star projector that we have inside the planetarium. It's the big black box in the middle of the room that makes the stars. Traditionally, planetariums had an optical mechanical type projector that was basically a light bulb inside of a metal ball that had a bunch of holes punched in it. But the Digistar came out in the early 1990s and is a all computer-based system. And it uses computers to project images and project the stars up onto the planetarium dome. So it gives you a lot more ability to display the universe in ways that you could never do with the older style projectors.
What about changes in the building and technology over the years? How long have you been with the planetarium?
I've been here, it's probably about 8 or 9 years, and technology has changed in even that amount of time. And this Digistar that we have is getting on kind of on the old side, and we would love to upgrade, but it takes a lot of money to do that. But we would like to get one of the newer style projectors that can do even more stuff than ours does. You can imagine how computers have changed in 10, 15 years. You know, they changed quite a bit. But when the planetarium was first built, it did have the older style mechanical projector that was in there.
What you speaking of technology and changes, I noticed that you're on Facebook.
Yes, we do have a Facebook presence. Yes, we do. And I like to try to post things on our page to let people know when some of our different shows are going to be on there. But I also like to not just kind of advertise for our shows, but I like to put things on our Facebook page that talk about what kinds of things people can see in the night sky. So if you're interested in knowing what's up in the sky, if you get on our Facebook, every once in a while I'll put something on there and post something about what's visible in the sky right now.
Do you find that the interest in the stars and planets, it obviously covers all age groups, and do you get excited when you see young folks getting excited about this?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, it's always a lot of fun to, you know, inspire some young people to start looking at that, and it's great too when older people get inspired by it. So I guess every age, it's a lot of fun to, you know, tell people about this stuff.
Now, you're going to be presenting a show this evening at 8 o'clock. Is there a particular focus this evening?
Yeah, well, the show tonight is that show called How to Build a Planet.
That's right.
And that one is really for general audiences. You know, people of all ages would enjoy that one. On Sundays at 2:30 is when we have our family show, which is mainly meant for younger kids. I know a lot of times when you get some real little kids, they tend to get a little fidgety or they cry or something when it gets dark. And so if you have younger kids, you might bring them to the show that we're doing on Sunday. And that one right now is called Sky Tellers. And it's a show that has some Native American storytelling happening in the show. And they talk about why the North Star stands still and what shooting stars are. And it's a lot of fun to hear different cultural stories about, you know, what those things are in the sky.
Absolutely. Could you give us the website again? Again, you're on Facebook. It's yep. Under Abrams Planetarium?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, and our website is kind of long. It's www.pa.msu.edu/Abrams. But I'll bet if you just Google Abrams Planetarium, it'll be the first thing you'll find.
Yep, that's how I did it. And I find it. I found it there. And I love the idea that, you know, there's phone numbers even that you can call to get current updates on things to be looking for in the sky. So always fascinating. John French, planetarium presenter at Abrams Planetarium. I appreciate you spending some time with us tonight and giving us some great ideas for the weekend.
Great. Well, glad to talk to you.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.